Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The Bible is unlike any book that has ever been written. For it alone is the revelation of the heart and of the mind of God. It's the revelation of His character. A revelation that was given to various men by the Spirit of God over the course of hundreds of years. Yet, it was given without any error. It was given without any contradiction. It was given in flawless harmony and in radiant beauty. And this timeless treasure has been preserved for us today. And it is through the Bible that we can look at the past, we can understand the present, and we can look into the future. We can see who we were, who we are, and who we will become for all eternity. The Bible shows us the mercy of God, and it also shows us the justice of God. It describes the joy of heaven, and it describes the pain of hell. In the Word of God, we are given a clear understanding of His instruction to us, of His direction for us, and of His warnings concerning us. And to those of us who will listen and who will obey these words, God will give us hope. He'll give us comfort. He'll give us peace. And He'll give us forgiveness. And in addition to that, He will give us the wisdom that we need to speak the truth of His Word for Him. It's an amazing book, isn't it? And as we come to the 17th section of Psalm 119, the psalmist gives expression to his love and to his commitment to the Word of God. A section that is entitled Peh in Hebrew, the 17th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word that means mouth in Hebrew. With our mouth, with our voice, we give expression to what is in our heart. As we rejoice in our salvation, and as we weep for those who have rejected His offer of salvation. And so in this section, in verse 129 through verse 136, the psalmist cries with streams of tears for those who are lost in their sin and who have rejected the Word of God. So, in verse 129, he says, Lord, Your testimonies, the words that You have spoken to me in the Scriptures are wonderful. Pele in Hebrew. They are amazing. They are accurate, they are timeless, and they are pure. And they are all sufficient for every situation in my life. Therefore, he says, my soul All that is within me longs to observe them. Natser in Hebrew. It is the desire of my heart to obey your word every day. For the unfolding of your words, he says in verse 130. Pesach in Hebrew. Understanding your word gives me light. Like the light of dawn. Or in Hebrew, it gives me enlightenment. It gives me illumination. It provides guidance for all who will seek the truth. Whether it is to a nation, to a family, or to an individual. The answers are here in the Word of God. Which is why there is so much confusion and so much turmoil in the world today, because we do not want to follow the light of the direction of the truth of the Word of God. So we remain in darkness and we remain in confusion. But the psalmist reminds us, your word, O Lord, gives understanding, and it gives discernment to who? He says, to the simple, prati in Hebrew, to the open-minded, to those who will sincerely seek the truth, as we are told in Jeremiah 29:13, where it says, the Lord speaking, you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. We will find him when we search for him in his word. To the world, those of us who follow Jesus Christ may appear to be foolish. But the fact is, we are the ones who are truly wise, because we are the ones to whom the Lord, the God of the universe, reveals himself. And the reaction of the psalmist to these things is found in verse 131, where he says, I opened my mouth wide, for I have a deep hunger. I have a deep thirst. I have a deep longing for your word. And so I panted. I panted like a deer who pants for the water brooks. I was like one who was dying of thirst. I long for God. I long to know him better. So I have longed for your commandments, Lord, for your words of instruction to me are my life. If we remove the word of God from our lives, then we will have no direction for our lives. We will be like a ship that is without a rudder. No wonder the people in this world are drifting aimlessly through life. No direction. But in verse 132, the psalmist confesses, I can't do this on my own. I can only find the truth if you open up my eyes to the truth. So Lord, he says, turn to me. Look upon my hopeless condition and be gracious to me. Hanan in Hebrew. Have pity on me. Show favor to me. Show mercy to me. After your manner. As is your way with your children. with those who love your name and who look to you alone. So in verse 133, the psalmist brings this to the Lord and he says, Lord, establish my footsteps. Kum in Hebrew. Firmly set every step that I take on the solid foundation, on the solid rock of your word. And do not let any iniquity, any sin, any wickedness have dominion and control over me, whether it comes from those around me, whether it comes from within myself. Redeem me, he says. Padah in Hebrew. Ransom me. Rescue me from the bitterness of the opposition, of the severity of man. Allow me to be free from their cruel attacks against me, so that I might keep your precepts in obedience to your word. That's why I need you to save me. That is my reason for living. Lord, look at me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Give me light. Give me favor. And teach me, he says in verse 135. Teach me your statutes. Lead me in the way that I am to go. For I clearly see the way that I am not to go. For there are many people all around me who are heading in that direction. As it says in Psalm 49, verse 14, death is their shepherd. And so, the psalmist concludes in verse 136. I am in deep anguish. I am in great sorrow. And my eyes shed streams of water, a river of tears, because they do not have the desire to keep your law. They disregard your holy word. They dishonor your holy name. And so, someday, they will bring down your holy wrath upon themselves forever. May the Lord give our eyes streams of tears for those who are lost in their sin and who are lost without Christ as their Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.